Shooting, which took place near Tel Aviv, is the third such attack in less than a week. Police say the gunman was also shot dead. He's believed to have been a Palestinian who had served time in Israeli prisons. The Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said his country was facing a wave of murderous attacks. The weather forecast, mist and fog will clear this morning and there'll be some sunshine in the south. However, more cloud and showery rain will extend southwards across the country during the morning and afternoon. It will become much colder with a fresh breeze at times and highest afternoon temperatures will range from 5 to 12 degrees.
Karen, thank you. 28 minutes to 8 and Adam Maguire has the business headlines.
Thanks, Mary. Canadian investment firm Clearco plans to invest €100 million in Irish e-commerce startups. Clearco specialises in equity-free investments. Instead, it takes a share of a company's revenue as part of a funding deal. Its expansion in Ireland will see it establish an international sales hub in Dublin, with 125 jobs being created in the process. That will bring Clearco's employee numbers here to 200. Separately, US e-commerce shipping platform Shippo is to create 120 jobs here through the opening of a new European R&D centre in Dublin. Both companies are being supported by IDA Ireland. And global markets enjoyed a rally yesterday and through to this morning as traders clung to the faint hope of progress at talks between Russia and Ukraine. Some European markets, including the ISEC in Dublin, rose by more than 3% yesterday. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq was 1.8% higher in New York last night. The Dow Jones was up 1%. It was a more mixed picture in Asian markets, though the Hang Seng is 1.4% higher this morning, but the Nikkei in Tokyo is down by almost 1%. Finally, the currencies, €1 buying you $1 and 11.2 cents and 84.7 pence sterling.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Irish Times Car of the Year 2022. See it for yourself at Hyundai.ie.
With the latest traffic and travel, I'm Gráinne Brookfield. In Meath, southbound traffic is slow as usual on the N2 through Kilmoon Cross and watch out for works between Slane and Navan on the N51. In Dublin, inbound traffic is quite busy on Concolbert Road approaching the South Circular Road junction. There's a long queue on the South Circular Road itself through Island Bridge towards Kilmainham. Traffic is slow eastbound on the Grand Canal between Harold's Cross and Portobello, and the N3 inbound is slow between Junction 3 Clonsilla and Junction to Blanchardstown. Now, roads are wet in parts of Kildare and Wicklow this morning. Elsewhere, foggy conditions are being reported in parts of Galway, so please do slow down and take extra care on the roads this morning. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
In this week's RTE Guide, Baz Ashmawi on childhood, his changing priorities and how DIY SOS has transformed his view on life. From short strolls to long hikes, our Walking for Wellness feature is packed with inspiration to get you out and about. Everything